This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
We have a very special guest in the studio right now. With no Butch Moore, he's Butch Less. He's Butch, but he's Butch Moore Less this morning.
Keep digging.
Cheers. I'm really good at radio, obviously very professional. Thomas Jaspers,
good morning. Thank you so much.
Hello, darlings.
How are you? I think you had a public holiday coming in as well.
That's fine. Absolutely.
Hey, did you get here by public transport?
I did get here by public transport, and it was very painful.
Really? Was there people? Well, I suppose everyone's going out of the city now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was empty, but I completely forgot that it was a public holiday, so I was nearly very late because hardly any. Yeah, and there was remnants of booze everywhere.
Perfect.
And there was a man at my tram stop packing up his doona and his pillowcase and stuff. So,
Hello, Melbourne.
Hey, I have to say, I know that we're going to talk about me and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
But loving the Australian music.
Oh, good, very nice.
And play that funky music that you were playing earlier. I got a special preview of your CD. A few weeks ago.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm not sure you did.
You played it for me
at my house.
And it's absolutely fantastic, and everyone should pre-order it because it is really amazing.
Oh,
and Anthony stuff's great.
Thanks.
Too.
Have we got that? Have we got that $50 for?
Yeah,
that's great.
Thanks. For that.
Hey, just come off the Sydney Festival as well.
Mardi Gras.
How was your Mardi Gras?
Epic. Yes. Let's just say it ended with a very long night. It ended with Marsha Hines at 8 o'clock in the morning playing to a warehouse full of queens and a choir, and then I carried Jinx Monsoon down Oxford Street in a fireman's lift.
So that wasn't part of an act. That was just
morning. I needed to get her out of there, and she couldn't walk in heels. So epic would be the word.
You're literally still recovering.
I think yesterday I sort of wrapped up the recovery.
You're hilarious. Hey, of course, coming on the show, we got to do some research, and we're very good journalists.
Yes.
So we did a lot of in depth. So you get a Wikipedia or Google.
Yeah. It said that you were once. What did it say there on Wikipedia? You were once the Katie Holmes to this country's Tom Cruise.
No, you said
Josh
that.
Thomas.
Right.
You were Katie Holmes to Josh Thomas's Tom Cruise.
That's a direct quote from Josh. Yes, I'm the one that got away.
Well, what was the other cruise that he went out with?
Does that make Tom Ballard and Nicole Kidman?
Oh, did they go out, did they?
Yeah.
Right.
That was the previous.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the highest compliment Tom Ballard's ever been paid.
You and Nicole Kidman. Hey, no, but even going up, it said you played Auskick, which I guess is normal for any Victorian kid growing
up.
Plus, also did ballet. How was that?
I was a lot better at the ballet than I was at the Auskick.
Like, that's why he's got amazing cast.
Yes, and a very good turnout.
Yeah.
Whenever you kicked a goal, you did it in second.
Yes, I did. Stretch, plie, kick. Yeah.
How long did you do ballet for?
13 years.
Really?
Yeah. I only quit in high school when I got bullied too much I could have been a professional dancer.
Wow, look at you now.
Yeah. I also did 6 months of tap, which is why I'm as good as Rhonda.
Speaking of Rhonda, how did that come about? How did your Rhonda Butchmore character?
So I was sitting on the couch with Nath Velvo and Joel Creasy, and we had a few bottles of red wine and being silly on talking about Twitter and stuff. And we were like, who would be amazing? This was before the real Rhonda had Twitter. Yeah. And we were like, who would be amazing on Twitter? And we were like, well, obviously Rhonda Birchmore. Like, she knows everybody. She's worked in every industry in Australia. Yeah. She's got no, what's that word?
Filter.
Yeah. She'll say, and she's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I can't swear. She is hilarious. So I created this fake account, and it was sort of an in-joke between the three of us.
Yeah.
And then you two picked it up, and
that's how
Trevor Ashley and all of the
That's how we met. Hilarious, because you'd made up an account for her because she didn't have one then.
But then didn't you text
her to say, oh, you're on Twitter or something like that? Because there's a couple of things were said, and went, oh, I wonder if...
You started retweeting things.
That's right.
From this
account. Which is how it got picked up.
And then basically you were like, I don't know if this is really Rhonda.
I'm kind of surprised you had to question that. Just to be clear, the first few tweets were things like, still upset at Nikki Webster for stealing my role in the opening ceremony of the 2008 2000
yeah,
Olympics.
Yeah, but that's something that Rhonda would say.
But, like, no, but it's something Rhonda would say backstage, but yeah, yeah. Right, you know, out in public. Because she's cheeky. Oh, my God.
So this one does a bit of investigative.
Well, just, like, I just text her and saying, are you on Twitter? She goes, no. I went, right. So I was a Debbie Downer.
Let's
I was
expose
the fun police in me came out and went, and that's how we met.
Yes,
and then,
it is.
And then, well, and Nath probably hated me for that and probably still does to this day. But we've become friends.
Yes,
anyhow.
Very good friends. Yeah. Yes. So one of my favourite stories with that was, you know, M. Ruskiano.
Yeah.
She was sitting backstage.
Is it Ruskiano?
Whatever.
It's Ruskiano.
Ruskiano.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm Bogan. Ruskiano.
Like a scholar.
Was sitting backstage at the Circle while all that stuff was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And Paddy Newton was talking to Ding Dong Drysdale, and Paddy's going, oh, did you hear, Dallin? Oh, that someone's pretending to be Rhonda the Poor Thing, and they're saying horrible, dreadful things on the Twitter, and M sitting there texting me the whole conversation. It was amazing.
Fantastic. That's great. That's your billboard for your show.
I think you could do Paddy Newton as
dreadful.
Well.
Paddy Newton, yeah. Yeah, I could.
You could.
I'll borrow Trevor Ashley's fat suit and...
She's actually trimming terrific
no,
at the
she
moment.
Is. She's doing pretty good.
I would like to look like that at her age.
Yes, after what she's been through too. Can't be easy. Sorry, I haven't got the wig on. I can't say these things.
No, that's right. You just take care of it. Hey, can you stay? We've got 15 minutes left.
I would absolutely love to.
Yeah, please do.
Thanks, Dallin.
Hey, this is Anthony Clear and Tim Campbell on Joy 94.9. We're joined by Thomas Jaspers and we'll be back very shortly.
Whatever. You're with Tim Campbell and Anthony Clear on Joy 94.9. All Aussie music this morning because they gave us control, suckers. So we said we're going to play all the Aussies. So Jessica Malboy. And we are joined with another Aussie who used to play Auskick, so he's an Aussie. Thomas Jaspers.
Now, Thomas, I was doing a bit of research on you.
Yes.
And apparently you were seeing, I find this quite ironic, you were seeing a therapist. Your therapist couldn't therapy you anymore because...
I was. Where did you find that?
Because he got depression.
He got depression after a few weeks of seeing me.
What?
I got a call from the receptionist saying, he can't see you anymore. I was like, oh, why? I was really enjoying...
Oh, because of you?
No, not because of me, but it was only after several sessions. And I got a call and I was like, oh, no, I really liked him. Why can't he see me? And she goes, oh, he's got depression and he's not seeing any more patients. I was like, oh, okay, I think I'm done. That was contagious.
So then you turned into a real tight ass, and instead of going to see another therapist, you just decided to make a show out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had people pay you.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
what you... I only did this... Okay, yeah. I did, so I just did a show instead. Some friends suggested I go back into performing stuff and...
That's pretty much most comedians therapy,
I think so,
isn't it?
Air
their dirty laundry and feel
exactly,
fresh again.
Yeah,
Hey...
Very healthy.
Speaking of people that need therapy, the Australian Christian Lobby group, you've said once that you wanted to impersonate Wendy Francis.
Yeah, actually,
how
do you know
you
what?
Do
I'm Kyle Manal, who's a good friend of Joy 94.9, and I do some characters that are little old ladies, and we're actually developing a show at the moment. It won't be for a while, but it's going to be the first annual public meeting of the Australian Catholic Lobby, where the audience can come in and we'll be playing members of the... fictional version of the Christian
Can
lobby.
I be Jim Bolas?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Yes. The all singing, all dancing, fantastic camp Jim Bolas.
That would be amazing.
So, yes. But don't Google that because it's not for sale yet. So,
what is for sale is your Melbourne... Is it for sale now?
Yes, it is.
Your
on
Melbourne
sale.
Comedy Festival show, which we're going to talk about very, very shortly. I can't wait for this one. And it's not, Rhonda's not in it.
No, she's not.
No, it's all new.
No, she's too busy. She's touring.
It's an all new show.
Doesn't always have to be about Rhonda.
No, that's right.
She does sell tickets. I may slip her in if tickets don't move.
Hey, this is Anthony Clear and Tim Campbell on Joy 94.9. We're joined by Thomas Jaspers and we'll be back very shortly.
Tim Campbell and Anthony Clear and joined by the gorgeous
Thomas Jaspers. Stop it. You are.
Hey, nice arms, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. You're eyeing off my gorgeous tattoo.
I am. Thomas has a tattoo of the Queen.
Of Queen Elizabeth, yes.
When did you get that one?
I got that on my 27th birthday last year. I had a gay midlife crisis.
Why?
Which is sort of like a straight midlife crisis, but it's 20 years earlier. And you can still put together an outfit.
Why the Queen?
Well, that's the thing. Like, so since then, everyone's been asking me why the Queen, which I didn't think it was that bizarre, but people just don't believe it's real. And so this show that I'm doing is all about why I got this tattoo of the Queen, about growing up in a nursing home with little old ladies, and we had a big portrait of the Queen, and every time they walked past, they'd say, God bless your mum, and all that sort of thing.
So this is your new show for the Comedy Festival coming up?
Yes.
What's it called? God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen.
Oh, and yes. When does it start?
27th of this month.
So this is all brand new stuff.
All brand new.
So yeah,
sort of about the royal family, sort of autobiographical.
Right.
Just a bit of camp fun, really.
You're obsessed by the royals, aren't you?
Well, I really like them, but that's a funny thing because it's an unusual thing to like. People use the word obsessed, but if it was Miley Cyrus, people would just be like, "Oh yeah, he really likes Miley Cyrus."
Yeah, but it's interesting.
But because it's someone that's a bit apparently unusual to like, people are like, "Oh, you're obsessed with her."
Especially if you're a young guy, and I don't know if it's a cliche to say young gay guys too. I suppose it doesn't really matter. But even just young, like I suppose Gen Y will go, aren't we a republic yet? Like, who really cares anymore?
Yeah, which is something that I talk about in the show. Like, should we become a republic? Shouldn't we? And what are the bonuses and negatives of doing that?
But
in a very funny way, of course.
Yeah, God, yeah. Are you someone, I mean, do you think we should become a republic?
I think we should do whatever the majority of the population wants to do.
But my
concern is that a lot of people don't really understand what the royal family do and what they're actually like, because we don't get to see behind.
You should be like
scenes.
A spokesperson for the Queen.
I should be, don't I? Do you want to hear a funny story? It's really quick. So, like, I've got a day job working for a theatre, and in my contract with this job, when I went for the job, I said to them, I've had a savings account since I was a little boy that has $2,500 in it, so that if the Queen dies, I'm on the next flight to London to attend the funeral.
Oh,
and so in my contract at work, if the Queen dies, I have to finish that day's work, and then I've got 2 weeks off straight away.
Still to this day?
To this day.
That
I jump on the next plane to London to... Yeah.
Because you need to be there for the funeral?
Yes, absolutely. I've got friends in London that are going to be waiting on the sidewalk. I get the cab from Heathrow Airport to the sidewalk. And
I think she's going to reach 110 just quietly. Like,
yeah,
geez.
Look, I hope so, because I really want to spend that money.
The interest rates are going up. You're like 10 grand.
And she will hold on as tight as she can while Charles is still alive.
So your new show, God Save the Queen, is on sale now, and it's the 27th of March at the Portland Hotel.
That's correct, yes.
Tickets available through Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Buy up, please. I mean, as much as we love Rhonda Butchmore, we want to make it all about the Queen.
Yes,
yeah, it's all about the Queen.
Hey, yeah, the other Queen.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, boys.
No,
you're absolutely lovely.
No, you're bloody beautiful. And everyone go and see. You're incredibly funny. So God Save the Queen is the new show. Grab tickets. Hey, thank you, Thomas. Put your hands up,
put your hands up. Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.